Hello and welcome to the Website and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Research has found that e-commerce sites' returns policies are vital to consumer loyalty. Amazon has lent over $3 billion to small businesses and traditional media ad spend is slowing in France. A recent survey has found that an e-commerce company's returns process is key to customer loyalty. The e-commerce management platform Narvar recently conducted a study that showed that 95% of online shoppers would shop with a retailer again if their returns policies were satisfactory. The data also showed that 82% of respondents said that they had become repeat shoppers of a store after returning an item successfully. 700 people were questioned for the survey in the US, all of whom had returned at least one online purchase during the past year. Narvar's CEO said that online shoppers are now frequently returning online purchases while remaining loyal to brands if they have a positive experience. The study also looked into which elements of an online returning experience stopped users returning to the site. Top of the list was restocking fees, which 83% of users said prevented return business, followed by shipping fees, two short time limitations, and having to receive return authorization. Amazon has revealed that it's lent over $3 billion to small businesses on its marketplace through a program named Amazon Lending. Starting in 2011, the idea is to allow small businesses to grow on its platform. However, a recent announcement has shown a sharp increase in lending levels. In 2016, Amazon Lending had shared $1.5 billion with vendors. However, CEO Jeff Bezos announced recently that the amount has risen to $3 billion, with $1 billion being given to businesses in just the past 12 months. This sudden increase in spending could signify a shift in the way in which the company is investing in its merchants. The system also benefits consumers who may see lower prices on account of merchants being able to offer cheaper prices on items bought from manufacturers in large numbers. Merchants cannot apply for the loan, however, but will be invited by Amazon if they are judged to deserve it. Traditional media ad spend has slowed in France in 2017. Data from France Pub and the IREP has shown that during Q1 2017, advertisers in the country spent 2.5% less on traditional media overall. Advertising spend dropped most dramatically in print media, where it dropped by 5%. It's expected that TV spend will lead the way, with a total spend during the year of $3.65 billion, with digital following on $3.02 billion also. Digital is also expected to see the largest level of growth, with an annual rise of 5%, taking its total French ad market share to 26.4%. The food delivery company Delivery Hero has confirmed that it intends to raise around €450 million in 2018 through an initial public offering. It's expected that the new shares will be offered on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, with plans in place currently to begin the process in the coming weeks. If it goes ahead with the plan, Delivery Hero will follow its competitors Grubhub, Just Eat and Takeaway.com in going public. And finally, Google's drone delivery experiment Project Wing has successfully tested its air traffic management systems. An announcement by Alphabet said that a series of different tests by the FAA and NASA were conducted to ensure that the drones could successfully pilot themselves as part of an automated network. The success of the tests brings us one step closer to companies being allowed to fly drones as part of a delivery system. Google Wing's next tests will be to improve the safety of simultaneous flights. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.